Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at the Gaslight on the Hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Check it out at GaslightSTL.com for a full listing of upcoming events and book yourself a tour. Come over and check it out. It's a beautiful recording studio attached to a bar, and they all happen to share a wall with Cha Cha Chow, so you can come over and get some tacos, some cold drinks, watch one of your favorite bands record in the studio, and just have a great time. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram while you're at it. Like I said, full listing of events, GaslightSTL.com. Also wanted to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop. They have a brand new location. They just moved over to Washington Avenue, right over there next to KDHX. So come visit the new location, new records every Friday, live in stores, a lot on the weekends. You can follow them also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
We're Violet in the Undercurrents, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
What's up?
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock, 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 rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Everybody's got their train song. Everybody's got their song about moving on. Everybody. Everybody but me. And everybody's got their song about heartache. Everybody's got their song about give and mostly take. Everybody. Everybody but me. Oh, cause I got you. Everybody's got their head on wrong. Everybody keeps singing the same songs. Everybody, everybody but me.
I got you.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today outside of Pop's Blue Moon. It's my first time down here. Hanging out with Violet and the Undercurrents.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is very exciting for me. I just recently heard about the band through a mutual friend, and the new EP that you have out, I checked all that out, and I actually listened to some of the older stuff too, but really digging it. I really like it a lot, so this is very exciting for me to kind of get to hang out and talk about that and get to meet you all, and that's a lot of fun of the show for me, is to constantly be meeting new artists and new people around our community and regional talent and everything. And I know you all are from based in Columbia area, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. But anyway, I guess before we get going too far, everybody want to say hi and introduce yourselves to those listening?
Sure. Hi, I'm Violet Vonderhaar, and I'm the lead singer. I'm Violet in the Undercurrents.
I'm Phil Sean Johnson. I play drums and sing background vocals.
I'm Lizzie Wylands. I play electric guitar.
Linda Bott, I play bass and sing background vocals.
All right, yeah. So, you all originally from Columbia area, found your way there? Or?
I guess I'm the only one that's really originally from that area. I grew up about 30 minutes outside of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
But Phil Sean?
I'm from Kansas City area.
I'm from Farmington, Missouri. I live in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I grew up in St. Louis.
Okay, very cool. Yeah, I born and raised a little outside of St. Louis in Wentzville, so I'm kind of in the middle between St. Louis and Columbia there. So, but yeah, I have a bunch of friends that from Columbia area that have been on the show. Ruth Acuff.
Yeah, she was an original Undercurrent, actually.
Oh, yeah?
She was our first bassist.
Nice. Yeah, she's really great. We met through. She's been playing with some of my friends around here, and she played a show, and we just got to talking. I never seen anybody play harp like that, at all. So it was really great. But meeting Ruth, and then Driving Wheel, and Decadent Nation, and
Colin is him, and I have another side project called Overton Landing, the lead singer of Decadent Nation.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. I've seen him mention it. I haven't got to check out the band too much, but I'll definitely have to take a listen. Keep an eye out for that. But so we got, like I said, we mentioned the EP. It's the Nashville Sessions EP, now available, mm-hmm. and you can check that out. Three songs, but really, really great collection of songs. I thought in listening back to some of the older stuff, kind of the evolution of the sound and stuff, I felt like I really like what this newer sound of this EP and stuff sounds great for me.
Thanks.
It's right up my alley. So,
thank you.
I guess I'm assuming it was recorded in Nashville.
It was. Most of it was recorded in Nashville last November, almost a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we brought the tracks back to Columbia, and Bruce Barkaloo ended up recording a few other things. So the horns that we recorded on there were recorded by Bruce, and he edited and mastered it as well.
Yeah, a little was that muted trombone on?
By Ann Linders. She's actually a St. Louis musician. She's got a band called Annie and the Fur Trappers. She plays trumpet.
Yeah.
Trumpet, yeah.
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 So originally, muted trumpet. Yeah.
Correct.
So,
originally, our Nashville session was going to just be one song. And Lizzie was teaching at a camp that Violet and I run called Compass Music Camp, and it was for Chasing the Sun. And just because of the title and then what the song was about, I pitched to the band that, hey, what if we have some electric guitar on this to kind of brighten it up, you know? And they're like, yeah, that sounds cool. So anyway, I asked Lizzie about it, and she agreed to come with us. And so that was our initial plan, was just to do Chasing the Sun as a single. And then we got to talking, and it was like, wait, we're going all the way to Nashville for one song for a whole weekend. Maybe we should do a couple more. So then it was like, okay, let's get in touch with Lizzie and see if she's down and to do two more, and then send her those tracks so she can start writing parts and everything. And so the tracking room is where we recorded at, and it's managed by a friend of mine named Matt Lay, and he's from Kansas City area. And we have a mutual friend named Ryan Donahue, and we, the three of us, played in some jazz trios and stuff together. So he wanted us, pretty much begged us, to come down and do the session. And so we're like, well, yeah, okay. So finally we all worked it out. But that's kind of how we began the journey to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I Got You is one that, like, I thought was really great. That's, I mean, I'm a big, excuse me, I'm a big fan of songwriting and stuff, and I felt like there was kind of those jokes, you know, that you were saying in the opening, there's everybody's got a train song mm-hmm. and stuff, and it's just, so I kind of liked all that, like, kind of the little pokes at songwriting and stuff, too, but.
Yeah, that line actually was what inspired the whole song, so I was watching this concert window of a group of Kerrville songwriters, and somebody introduced their song, and I was like, well, everybody's got their train song, here's mine.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a train song, so that's where the first line came from, and then it just kind of evolved into what it is now.
Sure. Yeah, I saw, and then along with the whole, like you're talking about the studio and stuff, I saw there was that little teaser that's on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Is there more of that video?
Yeah, we've got several different videos with interviews with Bryce Roberts, who engineered the EP, and then also interviews with Matt Lay, our producer, mm-hmm. and just different shots of the video or the studio.
Yeah, I think those are always fun to kind of see, the behind the scenes a little bit.
Yeah, the sounds coming from.
So it's always kind of fun to see especially like a big live room like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many rooms there.
Yeah, that space was huge.
Yeah.
It's the largest studio in Nashville.
Wow.
Yeah.
So very cool.
A lot of room to spread out there.
Yeah. You were saying we got a few more songs. We're gearing up for maybe some more recording and a new release.
Yes. So we're currently working on the full album. So these three songs will go on a full album that we'll release in 2017.
Hopefully.
Not recording it. Yeah, hopefully. We're not recording it in Nashville. We're recording it with Bruce Barkalew
at the Mansion Studio.
Yeah. In Columbia.
Jinx.
Jinx again.
Double jinx.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've got a few songs left to lay down and then get to editing and
mixing.
Sure.
Yeah, we hope to record or release this one with vinyl too. So
oh, nice!
Be fun.
Yeah, I'm a big vinyl enthusiast myself. I try to buy as much as I can on vinyl mm-hmm. When available, and it's fun. I think I you know, there's something obviously nostalgic about it, but I just enjoy the sound, and I like the artwork and everything. Obviously,
yeah.
You get to do a lot more with a record. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you get the idea of sides too, so you can make a presentation, a start and an end, or a list or a set list, so to speak, and then you have another chance to do that with CDs and streaming. You just get the album one after the other without mm-hmm. that kind of break.
Right.
Helps with concepts as well, which this next album is it's kind of a concept album inspired by our song The Captain, which will be on the full length album. Just a story of a captain who's out on the sea and is getting called by sirens, and then the sirens draw him in, and wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't end so well for the captain. But, spoiler alert!
Right.
So my dad is a riverboat pilot, so the water has always been a big part of my life, and that's where the name The Undercurrents came from, and I've, in the past couple of years, kind of envisioned myself as a captain on a ship, and the music industry as a journey, and being on a ship moving forward, and you know, you're going to get called in by different sirens, and you know, there's going to be storms, and there's going to be, you know, things that get in your way, but as long as you keep going forward.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the concept of the next album.
Very cool. You're not putting dates on it, but you got an idea, a goal in mind, spring or summer or anything?
I'm afraid to say anything.
2017. Yeah, all right. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to make any promises.
Sure.
We want to take our time with this
right.
one. I mean, we took our time for the most part with our 2014 Waves
Even that,
release.
Though, was pretty...
But, you know, we planned, you know, a set amount of time to record, and we weren't necessarily rushed with it. It all kind of came together, you know, the way that it should have. And so for this one, I think we just wanted to give ourselves even more of just time to develop the songs and rehearse them.
And it really allowed the songs to become what I hear them as, what the band hears them as, you know, just more fully produced and just heightened sound.
Yeah.
And,
So, and also the first two albums, Hour After Hour and Waves, we recorded ourselves in our little cabin that we live in.
Oh, wow.
So you get to hear our house, basically. and at the time, we didn't really, we still don't, but we definitely didn't have a whole lot of money. So we bought, you know, a few microphones, we bought an interface, and we just started saying, well, let's just try this out. And so we did it ourselves because we were on a very limited budget. Like, we literally just had the money to make the copies. Like, we didn't have money to go to the studio and actually and spend the time. So over the last few years, we've just been saving, you know, as much as we can and working with great studios to, you know, help us out and give us the best deal that we can. We also wanted the production for this album to be a step up from what we did by ourselves. And, you know, since we did it by ourselves, it's a little more stressful than just going to a studio and just playing.
Being able to just focus on, you know, the playing versus...
We're worried about, crap, there's some latency issues. Or, you know, did you remember to arm that track? Stuff like that, and running the lines. And then after all that post-production stuff, you know, like working on the mixes and, you know, just doing all that. And I mean, I don't know how many, like, YouTubes I watched about, you know, how to do certain, you know, editing things and just trying to clean up the tracks, you know, going from like garage band to like, you know, a full recording, you know, program.
To Logic. So,
it was a big learning curve, but I think both of those records are good stamps in time for us.
Yeah.
And then this one will be something that I think we're all just really excited about and proud of, you know, for the sonic vibe. And, you know, we worked with Matt Lay, who helped produce and rework some of the songs. So,
I listened to both the first two albums also, and they both sounded great. I just but the new EP, I thought it was, you know, we've mentioned the horns and a lot more percussion or a lot more production and a bigger sound, and it just made these songs come to life, and I thought it sounded really great.
So with like Waves, you know, the only guitars really are just Violet's main acoustic guitar parts, but for this project, you know, she's playing like two acoustic guitars on the songs, so we're really fattening them up and adding a lot of depth.
There's like 10 guitars in every song,
you know, and we've just been having a lot of fun with the sonic palette of, you know, how to add dynamics to a song, you know, because I think there's the idea of when you're recording live and getting a straight live recording, and you got to play the dynamics, but with the production, you get to layer, you know. So if we want to make something sound really big, you don't have to play it super loud. You can add layers, add more guitar parts, or add an extra snare drum to it, or you know, add more voices, or whatever you want to do. So that's been really fun, just kind of exploring, like, how to, you know, make the songs bigger in that aspect, too, so.
Yeah. So how's this band kind of come to be if you know, half and half, you know, Columbia and St. Louis?
Well, so the band originally started, like we mentioned, with Ruth Acuff on bass, and I played solo for, you know, since I was 9 years old, and so I really never even set out to start a band. It just kind of happened. I asked Phil Shawn to play on a solo album with me, and then I didn't want her to stop playing with me. Yeah. So we figured we should find a bassist. So we picked up Ruth, and we played about a year with Ruth, and then we had Carly Allen, who played bass with us after Ruth. We also had a cellist for a while, and then once we lost Carly to the great world, she became a gypsy and took off. We asked Linda to join the band, and
which was like 2 years ago, I think.
A little over two years now. And then Lizzie came around. So when we when Ruth was still in the band, we played a show in Farmington. This was like, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
This is like 2012, 2011.
Yeah. It was like 14.
Yeah, it was 12, 12, 12. Remember? It was December 12th. Yeah, because we was like, what was up with those numbers?
Yeah.
Lizzie was our opening act when we were playing in Farmington, and Phil and I were like, who is this girl? She didn't sing or anything, just like was playing guitar on stage, just, you know,
shredding it.
Yeah, it's like,
incredible.
What? So we invited her to come to our camp that we run in Columbia every July for kids, and they form bands and they write songs all week and stuff. So Lizzie was our student first.
Yeah.
We taught her well, and then, like Phil was saying, we asked her to join us on the Nashville sessions last year, and then we kidnapped her and haven't let her in the band since.
I was kidnapped.
But she does a lot of driving for the band, though.
Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
Between St. Louis.
But it's been really fun. I played drums for years in a lot of indie rock and blues bands and rock bands and jazz bands and everything, and so it was just really nice to have another sound in the band, you know, just having the electric guitar and the solos like we're talking about textures and layers and stuff with the studio. Lizzie's a big part of that, you know, just having that other instrument, you know, to help provide harmony and counterpoint to the melody and to Violet's rhythm guitar parts and Linda's bass lines. It just really helped to open up a lot, you know, so it's been
icing,
really fun.
If you will.
I guess Lizzie's been in the band for a little over a year now, and Linda's been in it for over 2 years, and I think this is the best version of our band. This is the band, really. You know, I think it took 5 years or 6 years, however long it's been, to find the right chemistry and the right people to make the Undercurrents part of the band support Violet.
I think obviously being around enough with these bands over the years, you see a lot of various incarnations of a lot of bands. You know, real life gets in the way sometimes. You know, people come and go out of different groups, but it's like, and sometimes you get attached to some particular lineup and things, and then like you're kind of hurt when somebody leaves, but then once you see the next lineup, and then it all kind of clicks and makes sense when you realize like now this is a, you know, proper fit here, mm-hmm. and stuff. Like, so as a fan, sometimes it's hard to adjust, but then saying, when you see the final product and you realize how things are gelling so nicely, and stuff, and it takes a while sometimes to get that 4 or 5 or whatever it is that really click on the same page. And so so when you come to St. Louis, or when you two go to Columbia, is there any certain spots you like to hit while in town, food wise or any thing like that? For me, I like Shakespeare's. That's when I go up to Columbia, I hit Shakespeare's. But I didn't know if obviously St. Louis is pretty well known for a lot of terrible food.
We like to hit up the Indian restaurant, Everest Cafe, or Everest Cafe, Everest. I think it's Everest
like
Cafe.
Yeah. It's delicious.
It's really good. They have a really good buffet.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
And then there was, our first tour we ever took, oh my gosh, when Ruth was in the band, it was one of those tours where, like, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong, but just in the, like, enough to, like, teach us a lesson, and we could still get on to the next show. And, like, the tour ended, and we were on our way back to St. Louis, and we got out for lunch, and where was that place?
It was called, like, Good Harvest, or something like Harvest Cap. I don't know, some place.
Maybe Harvest Cap.
There was, like, a grocery store that went with it that was, like, down the block just a little bit.
Okay.
But they had, like, a little...
It was really good, though, and we kind of overstayed our welcome because our van was, like, steaming, and so we stayed there,
so I had a minivan for a while, and that was our first tour mobile, and...
It didn't go on any after that.
It didn't go anymore after that, it ran for maybe a couple years after that, just around town,
that place is good, whatever it's called. I don't remember.
Right.
I think it was good some good.
But Columbia, I mean, I like eating Main Squeeze, Uprise Bakery, Barred Owl Butcher and Table if you're into, like, fancy goodness. My brother-in-law just opened this restaurant on Broadway, and it's all based around a whole animal, so they'll butcher a pig, and they use as much of it as possible. And
we got
ingredients, good stuff.
There's Gorilla Street Food. I had them on the show a while back. Mm-hmm. They're a Filipino restaurant, and started as a food truck and now evolved into a brick and mortar. They do a full pig roast every other Saturday, I think it is. But they do it like, I forget the name of it now, but it's like a traditional Filipino way of cooking the pig and everything. And wow. So anyway, they described it to me and it sounded amazing. So I still haven't been over there yet, but I need to. I mean, I've ate there, but not for the pig roast. But I need to do that. But
Lizzie, you should try that out.
I eat a lot of meat.
Yeah.
No,
I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah. Well, they have vegetarian options as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Does sound really good.
So you mentioned tour, and I guess you will be gearing up to hit the road.
Yeah, we got some exciting news a couple weeks ago. We were invited to go on tour with David Wax Museum, so we'll be heading out. We have one show November 25th, and then we'll be out with them for like a week and a half, starting December 1st through the 10th, going down south. So we'll be in Houston, Austin, Dallas, New Orleans, Birmingham, and Nashville, and a couple other places.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're pretty excited about that. That's our first opening gig with another nationally touring band, so it should be fun. And they're just really great people. We got to play with them at Rose Music Hall earlier, beginning of the summer, and just really, really great people. And they're originally from, David Wax is from Columbia, so that's kind of cool too.
That'll be cool, getting out on the road and meeting some new fans and stuff.
And eating tacos.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
We're really just going so we can eat tacos in Texas.
Right. That's I joke, but like I go to, I'm up to Chicago, like, you know, I try like once a year. I try to get up there just for a weekend and hang out, especially since it's like 5 hours. It's a little quick little vacation to get away. But I joke that, you know, half of the reason I go up there is just to eat the pizza and stuff. So it's like, so I get it, going to Texas for some tacos. And, like I said, we talked about the EP and things and some of these songs, and we could drop a couple of tracks in for everybody to listen. Do you have two and you want to play, or you want to play all three, or
whatever you got time for?
We can do all three. Play the whole EP on here and give people a taste of it, and especially get them excited for a new record coming up.
That's right.
I appreciate you all taking a little time out to hang out before the show. We're here at Pop's Blue Moon tonight, so it's cool that you made it here to St. Louis for everybody. And they can find you on Facebook. There's an official Facebook page for Violet and the Undercurrents. Is there a
.com?
Violet and the Undercurrents.com?
Yep, and Instagram, Twitter, we're on all that stuff.
Okay, so get out and get involved. If you like what you hear, tell them you heard it here, and pick up a copy. You're streaming on Spotify, that's what I did, but anywhere else, iTunes and stuff too, all that. So
Pandora. Yeah. The new album isn't on Pandora yet. I need to look into getting that on there. But
that is it's a powerful tool, that Pandora. Yeah. They do great things with the recommendations and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like you pick a I'm always like, I always like, whenever I do get a chance to actually sit and listen to Pandora and stuff, I'll sit with a notepad next to it, because I'm always constantly writing down people I never heard of, and so it's nice to, they do include a lot of more independent and artists and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. It's neat. All right. Well,
thank you
so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
Thanks.
Bye.
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 See ya.
Thank you. where we go, we don't know. Oh, but we'll follow the light till the moon shines bright. Oh, we got to follow the light. And everything's gonna be alright, alright. Ain't no use in worrying what tomorrow might bring. All we got to do is live for today.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.